Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Guerra Show live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Guerra, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth. But nobody else will. I'm going to be brutally honest every day. That's the way we roll around here. So God bless America. Let's roll. Here are three big things you need to know to start the hour. Number one, Joe Biden's proposed massive tax hikes could cost nearly 1 million Americans their jobs. But what about only taxing those making $400,000 or less? Yeah, well, you didn't really believe that, did you? Number two, in the wake of the massive earthquake in Taiwan, China circling warships and fighter jets makes you wonder if Beijing is thinking now is the time to invade, is it? We'll find out. And number three, stopping Joe Biden's border bloodbath. That should be the most important thing to just about anyone who's paying attention to what's happening right now all over America, frankly, around the world. There's nothing that threatens our sovereignty, our personal safety, our national security, or our future as a nation more than that today. The open border, which is clearly the policy of the Biden administration and will be even worse if the Democrats retain the White House in November, is an existential threat to our republic. It is being pushed and promoted by a host of people and organizations in this country and globally, too. It is the play for one socialist party within this country within a couple of years. They want one party, one that will adhere to the United Nations Agenda 30 even more than it does today. It is the push to secure the goals of not only the United Nations, but the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization, too. None of these entities, including the American government, care about you or your family at all. Let's just be straight about this. You are irrelevant. You don't matter. This is why, starting in the near future, we're going to be discussing ways to prepare for that uncertain future. No, I'm not going to tell you to stock up on 1,000 cans or 10,000 cans of fruits and vegetables in your basement, but I am going to discuss how to be ready when things do start to hit the fan more and more and more. Believe me when I tell you, these are the good old days. I've said that before. But can you even remember what 2018 was like before we had the global pandemic scam? Before the lockdowns, the demands, and the mandates, do you remember what 2018 was like? Not 19, but 18. Go back a little bit. What do you think today when you see somebody walking around the grocery store, or worse, walking down the sidewalk outside with a mask on? You see, I have mixed feelings of feeling sorry for someone that's, frankly, that stupid, to being angry about someone that is so pliable and willing to surrender everything in the false pursuit of some sort of security that doesn't actually exist, because that kind of ability to turn yourself into whatever they want you to be is dangerous for the rest of us. You being that weak-willed is dangerous for the rest of us. How do you destroy a country? How do you destroy America? Well, the biggest part is that wide-open border, of course, because you flood the country with millions of people that have no stake at all in this nation. They don't speak the language, don't really care what happens, because no matter how bad it gets, it's still better than where most of them came from. Those hell holes are still worse than whatever they turn America into. And while you're opening the border, let the poison flow in freely. Powerful drugs that act more like rat poison to 125,000 people a year and growing. Makes you bring in that enough that you can kill that many and many more. And make sure it's dirt cheap so everyone can get a hit. Make sure it's cheap. Make it cheap for Johnny and the kids. Have the American taxpayers pick up the bill for the millions of newcomers and continue to run up the biggest debt in world history so you can destroy the currency. That's another part of the plan. Eradicate the middle class and several classes above them, too. Make terrible deals with countries that hate us, like Iran and China. Just acquiesce to them. And then kick dirt into the face of real allies like Israel. Destroy world alliances and claim new allies like Ukraine, that are among the most corrupt and self-serving in history, are our real friends. They're not. Start to reinforce the idea that the single most important thing that you can ever consider is the color of your skin. Make identity politics central to all you do and demonize and marginalize anyone who speaks up against such stupidity and insanity. Make sure that the villains and the victims are clearly defined every day. Make those definitions very clear, beginning with the children, little kids. Make sure that people are elevated and rewarded, not for what they do and how valuable they are to society and what they contribute. No, promote and advance people solely on the color of their skin or gender, or, of course, their sexual preference, as long as it's not heterosexual. Make sure that you elevate sexual deviance at all levels and dismantle the traditional nuclear family so you can make clear there are no rules. None. No guidelines, no guardrails. You just do whatever you want. Destroy the rule of law and make sure that all the cops and criminals and all the sinners are saints. Yeah, all the cops are criminals and all the sinners saints. You ever heard that before? Oh, and of course, demonize all people of faith. Well, at least some of them. Begin with Christians and Jews. Make them the biggest enemies of all and beat them into the shadows. And then one at a time eradicate all the other faiths. Disregard long-respected rules for law and order. Excuse the worst among us and the most violent. Excuse them for what they do. Release them without bail and then blame the victims. Especially if the victims are white or male or Christian. Use the legal system, of course, to destroy by way of lawfare any and all dissenting voices. Silence people, cancel people, especially those that would challenge the narrative in political circles. Enforce these rules with an iron fist. Make sure you make all the necessities of life scarce and make people feel guilty for wanting such things at all. Things like food, clothing, and energy must be made hard to get. And anyone that wants those things must be made to feel guilty for being selfish. Oh, you want more food today? You want a snack? What about those people that aren't eating? And, of course, control all the messaging. To amplify all of these messages, make the propaganda come from all sources, news, movies, sports, TV, music, whatever. Social media, of course. All of it. Make it seem seamless so if anyone strays, they can be cut off, ostracized, made to be outcast, and making it so painful that anyone who sees it will try to avoid it. They'll just comply. Some of those steps are already being taken. Or they're going to happen. And there's more, and I have to give credit to Victor Davis Hanson and Jordan Peterson for inspiring me to think about all of these things more clearly lately and how we go about defeating the real tyrants which are around us. You know, the ones that scream about fascism while conducting themselves as fascists. We're still a free country today as we sit here and talk, but if we don't right this ship, and I mean right this ship and soon, I cannot say how much more time is on the clock, and neither can you, because we simply don't know. We're going to start there after the break with an orchestrated media that's delivering a pre-approved message on all channels and from channels you don't even suspect. It's all being controlled. Everything you read, see, and hear, controlled by a little group of people. And now they're artificial intelligence, their AI, their bots, their monitors, their algorithms, all control it. And in places you would never suspect. Oh, in places you would never even think, really? That's all controlled? Of course it is. Good to see you here on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're here. Always check out SteveGruber.com to find out more and stay with us and learn about what we're doing here. All right? Always learn about what we're doing here. I'll be back to explain some of these hidden messages on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Green, green, green. It's your home, it's your dream. Radon testing, keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home, it's your dream.
testing, keep it healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.